Now, on a brighter note, this week, Margaret Mills is taking a look at Old King Cole. I didn't even know that Old King Cole really existed, Margaret.
Ah, well, many people would probably say he didn't.
Mm.
But certainly in Essex, there is a school of thought that says the merry old soul was very much connected with Essex and Colchester in particular. Now, Colchester, Cole, well, you know, we don't know if that is the right connection, that his name, that Colchester is taken from King Cole's name. Other people say, no, it comes from the River Cole.
Mm.
But anyway, King Cole was a king in East Anglia, one of the kings of East Anglia, back in the time of the Roman invasion.
Do we know which king?
Well, we believe he was king of the Colchester area.
Oh, right.
Because he's also earned a nickname of the man who built Colchester.
Right.
Now, I think that's a bit of a sweeping statement, but that's one of the nicknames that he's been given in Essex folklore. Now, he apparently did a deal with the Romans to retain his own kingdom. How he did this deal, we're not quite sure, but one thing we do know, that King Cole had a daughter, Helen, and Helen ended up marrying a very eminent Roman official and giving birth to a child who would eventually become the Emperor Constantine the Great.
Really?
This is what Essex folklore says.
Amazing, but you can't argue with that.
You can't argue with that. Now, whether he did actually exist is interesting. When you look at the nursery rhyme...
He must have done, he had a daughter.
Well, this is the folklore story.
Yes.
We're not 100% certain. But when you look at the rhyme, incidentally, the nursery rhyme, is said to date from only 1708.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a big gap between King Cole supposedly existing at the time of the Roman invasion and somebody writing the nursery rhyme. The part of the nursery rhyme that mentions called for his pipe, incidentally, is not said to refer to his smoking pipe. It's said to refer to a musical pipe.
All right.
Because apparently he was also musical, hence called for his fiddler's three.
Oh, well.
Yes, yeah, so he's known as the man who built Colchester. He's known as the king who did a deal with the invading Romans to retain his own kingdom and apparently was successful in doing a deal. Now, how likely that is that the Romans would have allowed him to retain his own kingdom, I don't know. But the most high-profile story about him is that he had this daughter, Helen, who married a Roman, a very eminent Roman, and was the mother of Constantine the Great.
Well, all right. Thank you very much indeed for that.
Thank you.
And next week?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at Pleshey.
Just Pleshey?
Well, in specifically the castle that existed there in medieval times.
All right.
And some treasure trove.
Ah, right. OK. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.